Elliot Shore Parks is joining us on the Wester Hotline, despite the fact that I thoroughly confused him and my producer with two different times from WIP Radio in Philadelphia, because we need to find out about the Eagles. It's a very strange story this season, this team. Elliot, it's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us. Good morning, first of all.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So what? Let me go with the big question first. Why, and this could be a long answer, but we'll get into different details. Why are the Eagles 3-4?
Because they're not very good. I mean, that's the short answer.
Oh, I like that answer. That's actually, from our standpoint, Elliot, that's a good answer.
Yeah, the Bills should be excited to hear that. I mean, they have problems all over. They have problems on defense, both with personnel. The pass rush has been a major issue. And Howie Roseman, their general manager, deserves blame for that. He hasn't done a good job building their line. Their secondary is pretty terrible, again, because of Howie. On offense, they're missing DeSean Jackson. It doesn't look like he's going to play this Sunday. And without him, they've averaged only 15 points a game over the last 3 weeks. And part of that is on Carson Wentz. Part of it is on the offensive line. And part of it's on Doug Peterson. So the Eagles are a complete mess right now heading into this game on Sunday.
Okay, defense. Let's kind of pick that apart a little bit, Elliot. I know the pass defense and the secondary. Again, how much of that is talent-based and how much of it is they've had a run of injuries back there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a mixture. I would say part of it is talent. I mean, they've tried to find good young cornerbacks back there. They invested a second-round pick in Sidney Jones, who was going to be a top, maybe even 10 pick, if not for that Achilles injury. They used a third-round pick on Rasul Douglas. They traded a third-round pick for Ronald Darby, who you guys are familiar with from his time at Buffalo. And he's just not been very good since he got here. I mean, he's missed half the game with injuries, and when he's played, he's not been very good. So it is partially talent-related, but mostly I would say it's just people are consistently in and out because of injuries.
It's funny, I know I was watching the game Sunday night, and they were bringing up the fact that Elliott had a big night, but going into that game, I think the Eagles were like number two in run defense. Is it because they're good in run defense, or is it because their pass defense has been so bad teams aren't running the ball as much against them?
It's a mixture. I would say early on they were good, but then once teams realized it was tougher to run the ball against them than it was to throw it, they just started throwing it at them consistently. But again, injuries played a role. I mean, Timmy Jernigan got hurt. He was their starting defensive tackle only because Malik Jackson, their original starting defensive tackle, broke his foot and was out for the year. So part of it's injury, but again, it's personnel as well. And if you're an opposing offense at this point, you can really pick and choose what you want to do against the Eagles' defense.
So it's a combination. They're not getting the pass rush they need to get from their front four, and that's couple that with the secondary that's so-so, and henceforth, here are your issues.
Yeah, and I will say this, too. I mean, Jim Schwartz, as good as he is as a defensive coordinator, his secondaries, if you look throughout his time, his career, he always given up a lot of passing yards. So, I mean, he basically just tells that front four to blitz, and if they don't get pressure, he leaves the secondary guys out on an island. So, again, just problems literally all over for this Eagles defense.
How is Carson Wentz playing this season?
Well, it's something I debate almost all day, every day with Eagles fans. So that is a long answer, but I would say overall, he has not been the player people expected him to be. I mean, he's had accuracy issues when he's in the pocket. Last week he lost by 27 points to the Cowboys, and that was a complete team loss. Part of it was he wasn't able to get anything going in the passing game. I mean, when he just sits in the pocket and has time, he is not a very accurate passer. He missed Alshon Jeffrey last week for what should have been the touchdown. He threw a really ugly interception from the pocket late in the game when it was already decided. He can be special on like 3rd and 8 if he gets outside the pocket. He does do a good job of extending plays. But as a pure passer, he's not been very impressive this year.
So he's regressing in his career?
I don't know if I would say he's regressing. He's never been an especially accurate passer. I mean, coming out of college, even when he was number 2 overall pick, he wasn't considered an especially accurate guy. Now, 2017, obviously we all remember that big year out of him. He played at a high level, clearly, but they also played a lot of really bad teams in a row there. I mean, that year he also lost to Kansas City on the road. He lost to Seattle on the road. So Carson still remains at his best when things break down. But, again, with the injuries they're having at receiver, they've needed Carson to do a lot more, and he hasn't been able to do it.
The lack of or the injury to DeSean Jackson, how much has that specifically hurt the passing game?
It's impacted it because they really – relied on him to stretch the field. I mean, it was a major problem for the offense last year when they didn't have any deep threats. So they went out and they brought in DeSean Jackson. And in the first game, the results were clear. He had 8 catches for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he has been good when he's been out there. But the issue is he hasn't played a meaningful snap since week one. He's dealing with an abdomen injury. Doesn't look like he'll practice on Wednesday. I would say the chances of him playing this Sunday are very slim, like 25%, if that. So without him, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey has his strengths, but he's pretty slow. Matt Collins has been terrible for them. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, their second-round pick, can't get on the field. And Nelson Agholor is good, but he's inconsistent. So they've had a lot of issues at wide receiver.
So the two best weapons, or the best weapons in the passing game, are they the two tight ends?
Yeah, and the Eagles will definitely use them a lot. I mean, they run 12 personnel quite a bit. I think roughly around 50% of their snaps last week against the Cowboys, they had two tight ends out there. Ertz is a really good possession receiver. He's not so much a big play guy like a Travis Kelce. Dallas Goedert, I think, maybe has the potential to do that, but he struggles with drops. And last week, he had a critical fumble on the opening drive of the game against the Cowboys. So those are their best options at this point, but even they've been pretty inconsistent.
Elliot Shore Parks with us, WIP Radio in Philly. I was looking at their schedule, Elliot. So they're 3-4. Now, they're only one game behind Dallas, and they play Dallas again this season. And if you look at the last month of the schedule, it looks pretty favorable for Philadelphia. But they have this game and then a 3-game homestand against the Bears, the Patriots, and the Seahawks. Do you think the Eagles season is resting on this game?
Resting on just this game, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a huge game. If they lose this game, I think they could maybe still make somewhat of a push for a wild card. But I think that sometimes with the Eagles, like, the perception of them is not really the reality. I think if you ask the general NFL fans, they would tell you the Eagles are a class above the Buffalo Bills. But if you look since the start of last year, the Eagles only have one more win than they do. And Carson and Doug are 8-10 in their last 18 starts together. So the Eagles are viewed as this elite team, but they haven't really played like it. So you mentioned the end of their schedule where they have the Dolphins, they have the Giants twice, and the Redskins. I don't think they'll win all those games because they're incredibly inconsistent. So they could win this week, they could lose this week. Either way, I think you're looking at a 8-8, 9-7 football team.
It's funny that, you know, getting you on here, Elliot, because I'm one of the people you just described. As an outsider who doesn't watch Eagles football on a regular basis, but they're on the Bills' schedule, I would look at them and say, well, I know what the record is, you know, with Wentz, whatever. But they're still really good, right? I mean, he's a good young quarterback. Yeah. They've got all these weapons in their passing game. They've got good enough weapons in their running game. It's Jim Schwartz. He was very successful here as a defensive coordinator. You still got to worry about, like, Fletcher Cox and some of the guys up front. I'm listening to you tell me this stuff, and I would never look at it and go, yeah, it's the roster. They're just not that good.
Well, that's the interesting part about this Eagles team is they've really found ways to beat themselves. And, you know, here among Eagles fans each week they say, well, they would have won this game if not for that drop pass, or they would have won this game if not for a bad call by the refs. But they've consistently found ways to lose games. I mean, obviously their Super Bowl run in 2017 was amazing. Maybe one of the best Super Bowl runs ever when you consider the backup quarterback, the Philly special, and all those things. But on a larger picture scale, they were 7-9 in 2016. They were 9-7 last year. They're 3-4 now. And Howie Roseman, for as much as he's viewed as a great general manager, if you look at his whole career, not just his second stint, he's never built a consistently winning team. So, yes, the Eagles have some talent, but I don't think anybody should view them as a tough opponent at this point.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks joining us from WIP Radio in Philadelphia on our Western Hotline. Thanks, Elliot. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
No problem. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. You have a good day.